Press Freedom Day is celebrated on every 3rd of May as a reminder to governments of the need to respect their commitment to press freedom. It also reminds media professionals of the relationship between press freedom and professional ethics. According to the United Nations, for the past 3 decades, there has been significant progress towards achieving a free press and freedom of expression around the world. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says media freedom, the safety of journalists, and freedom of expression are increasingly under attack across the globe.
All our freedom depends on press freedom. Freedom of the press is the foundation of democracy and justice. It gives all of us the facts we need to shape opinions and speak truth to power. And as this year's theme reminds us, press freedom represents the very lifeblood of human rights. But in every corner of the world, freedom of the press is under attack. Truth is threatened by disinformation and hate speech seeking to blur the lines between fact and fiction, between science and conspiracy.
With this year's theme being Shaping a Future of Rights, freedom of expression as a driver for all other human rights, the international community is faced with multiple crises, including conflict, persistent socioeconomic inequalities, driving migration, environmental crisis, and challenges to the health and well-being of people all around the world. Guterres says 3/4 of women journalists experience violence online and are threatened physically. There is other challenges as well.
The increased concentration of the media industry into the hands of a few, the financial collapse of scores of independent news organizations, and an increase of national laws and regulations that stifle journalists are further expanding censorship and threatening freedom of expression. Meanwhile, journalists and media workers are directly targeted on and offline as they carry out their vital work. They are routinely harassed, intimidated, detained, and imprisoned. On this and every World Press Freedom Day, the world must speak with one voice. Stop the threats and attacks.
The Committee to Protect Journalists further highlighted in their report that at least 41 journalists and media workers were killed in direct connection with their vocation. Speaking at the UNESCO's World Press Freedom Day 2023 Academic Conference, the agency assistant director general for communication and information, Tofik Jelassi, said that attacks on journalists are getting more complex despite efforts to help resolve issues surrounding their safety.
These academic efforts have over time significantly contributed to promoting freedom of expression, to defending freedom of expression, but also, of course, to fostering the safety of journalists. It is in this context that I also would like to appreciate the work and for your invaluable contribution to achieving the objectives of the United Nations Plan of Action on the safety of journalists and the issue of impunity for crimes committed against journalists.
In the African region, as of 2022, Eritrea and Egypt had the least amount of freedom of the press, as Seychelles and Namibia obtained the highest scores, showing a satisfactory situation. David Omoyo is the chief executive officer of the Media Council of Kenya.
Kenya principally respects the privileges and rights of journalists and seeks to protect them always. The ranking of Africa and several countries in Africa and different press freedom indexes is directly proportional to the democratic levels of that country. Press freedom cannot be guaranteed in isolation. It's an entire democratic space. So you will notice then that in countries where we have where the other freedoms do not exist, it is impossible for press freedom to exist.
Globally, the number of imprisoned journalists has risen in recent years, growing from 145 in 2010 to nearly 300 in 2021. Egypt is ranked among the countries with the most journalists in jail after China and Myanmar, according to the 2021 statistics. Reporting for VOA's Daybreak Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in Sacramento, California.